So, hello, Chloe. This is Chloe Duggan from Foundation Ben. Chloe, this is your second presentation. This is just for us to see what you've done since the last time we spoke, how your ideas kind of consolidating, and just if we can give you any tips, directions, support, if you're a bit stuck. And then once we've finished here, you can basically take all the information from this meeting, respond to that, and then create your brief ready for Monday.
Oh, I thought we had to already.
Can you after until we've had this meeting? So I said it's rough. Okay, so after this meeting, you weren't here, that's why. So it's due in Monday.
Okay, I did a project proposal.
Probably need to amend that now after this meeting. So do you want to just give Chantelle maybe a little recap, because she's not been here,
Cliff Notes version of
what your idea was, and then what's happened since?
I've been exploring like water, because in London I took a lot of photos. Like the photos that I really liked were like blue and water, and I chose that because like.
I was about to say you were taking pictures of the Thames. It's anything but.
Oh
blue.
No! Like the photos in the museums.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, like the things in there. A lot of those things I was drawn to were a lot of blues and like distortion of water and things.
Okay.
And also because when I was younger, I loved, like, when my mum used to take me swimming a lot, and it's just something that's always been like
personal.
Yeah. Was I supposed to bring like my mood boards or anything?
No. Chloe, it's for you to just tell us what you think is pertinent
what
to discipline? Your
fine art.
Fine art. Yeah. But is it paintings? Is it printmaking?
It's a big umbrella, isn't it?
More painting and like collaging.
Collage, mixed media.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I did some like ink with water, like things like this. And I create like with trying to like create like the effect of water, and like a lot of the imagery from my mood board, there was like a paint stroke, things like that.
Okay.
So I tried to emulate that with like
the materials that you use.
I like manipulated the paper by scrunching it and then putting it in the printing press to hold it.
What are you gonna do with these?
I did a collage of like trying to like of water, of, like water flowing and then the water crashing.
Gorgeous.
And I want to do a bigger one of these.
Remain sort of like fairly abstract, would you say?
Probably, yeah. I was going to bring in a figurative element, but I'm not sure I'm still going to do that.
If you were going to bring in the figurative, what would your source of inspiration be for the figure? Male, female, not, you know, non-specific, historical, contemporary, and why?
I'm not sure. That's what I need to figure out.
Because the thing is with UAO, you have to be able to justify every single, like, decision that you're making within your project. So if you were to turn around and say, oh, I want to base my project partially on mythology around the sea, then you could look at water nymphs, you could look at mermaids, you could like then back it up, you know, with the why.
Or
maritime history of Jersey.
Totally.
And people, you have fishermen or divers or whatever.
You've got like the morning swimmers, don't you?
Yeah.
You know, like, and people that go swimming in the morning at these places and that. So you could, it could be, if you were going to use figures, basically what we're saying is figures that are connected to water.
Okay. They have a relationship.
But then also then there's a connection maybe to you as well.
Mm.
So it's not just like I decide to just paint fishermen into my water-based thingies. I don't know, they just like water, you know. So there's always that link, Chloe. Now with these, if you make these, so what I'm assuming is that what we'll start doing is making these in bigger forms with paper and collage, and then you'll start painting them.
Yeah, maybe.
Like converting them or painting on top of them.
Maybe painting on top of them more.
Okay, so what I would suggest from here then is once you've sort of from this meeting and starting next week is that you work with thumbnails. Not tiny ones, but maybe go to the workshop, cut a load of tiles or bits of scrap wood, or go and cut bits of cardboard and paper and start making lots and lots of different versions of, you know, of water. Because again, with your water, it's the only time I ever seen that water is probably the Med, and when I've been on holiday in the best water. there's more than, you know, what I don't know if you were here for the colour theory.
Yeah, I did some colour theory as well.
Okay, darling. So again, making, you know, 100 different types of blues and greens and sea colours, kind of colour matching from photographs of water that you've taken in Jersey, you know, then applying those new colours to these papers, then making the collages.
Okay.
You know.
Have you taken any pictures or done any drawings out and about?
Yeah, I did... I wasn't able to go to the waterfalls like you suggested.
Oh, it's okay, darling. That's all right.
I took some photos of the stream that's by my house. I need to put them in my book. Like these streams. And I did these drawings.
Gorgeous.
On those paper, on the paper that I made. Of all these different...
Which are really lovely. You know, these are exciting for me. For me, with you, it's going to be a little bit of a time management thing and a bit of a pace, because I think it's there. But what we need to do is you're kind of sort of 2 weeks behind where I'd like you to be, if I could. Not that I'm concerned at all, but I just think I don't want you to rush forward, because I feel like we've still got, like, maybe play around with, like, doing the same with these, but maybe on like alternative materials like plastics, clear plastics, things that start to emulate water. You know, even taking some of these images, changing the hue, colour and saturation on them so that they start to fit your idea of blue. You know, so maybe some more justifications of the different types of blues and what they mean, and, you know,
Okay. Those
kind of things.
Because you started off this conversation saying that you're part of the reason why you've selected water is you've got these fond memories of you and your mum swimming and all that sort of stuff, and then you've got Babbling Brooks. I'm like, are you swimming in Babbling Brooks? Is that where you would go swimming with your mum?
No, it would be in the sea. I just didn't have the.
I think some clarification about what type of sea and why is actually something that you urgently need to do.
Okay.
And then start taking some more photographs, doing more drawings, because these are what inform these. And until you've got these will have always a little bit of a disconnect.
If it is swimming, Chloe, get to the Lido down at half day
power
in this weather.
Yeah.
It's blue, it's white, people are swimming. It's got a vintage
a stingray
feel
in it at the moment.
You know, you know,
a rare one.
Yeah, a rare stingray.
You know, there's a vintage feel from childhood there that still exists.
It is like a nostalgic place, isn't it?
So, you know,
the beaches that you used to go to.
Yeah, exactly.
So you could really focus on that. So you've kind of got the methodology and the ideas right, but as Chantal said, it's about like now polishing and clarifying the relevance.
It could also be that you go down to the beaches on different days regarding the weather, because it'll always be different colours, the ocean.
Yeah. Oh, because I talked to you originally about getting in the bath with dyeing the water blue
and
floating things in the water and things. Did you do any of that at all?
I did most of it Easter.
Okay. Well, you know, again, that's, you know, down to you and time management, darling. But, you know, it's, again, that, you know, there's so many avenues, but it's kind of a time management.
Okay.
You've kind of got to prioritize some sort of things, you know.
Yeah,
definitely. But no, it's got potential to be really exciting, Chloe. I love the idea of this sort of end piece of these blue paintings that are all in beautiful blues, and perhaps with some figurative stuff. Maybe the figures should be you and mum swimming, or going and finding women swimming with their daughters. You know, it sounds like the water is something about bonding,
maybe. Yeah,
yeah,
you know,
freeing.
You know, like a beautiful.
It could be that you try some like water-based techniques as well, like marbling, or there's a Japanese technique called sumanigashi, where they float ink on water and then just print it. So that could be used as collage papers, or you could integrate it in some sort of way. But if you use water to create an image of water, it might look a little bit more realistic.
Yeah, using the right mediums.
Getting like the integrity, the characteristics of the materials, you know.
But your photographs should be informing what it is you're making.
Okay.
Okay, so photographs and drawings.
So, you know, like maybe go through your photos from London, sort of edit the most pertinent ones, you know, start capturing now the imagery that are really linked to that and that's pertinent to that.
But was that like paintings in museums?
There were some paintings and some sculptures and things like
that. Okay, but based around water.
Some of them weren't, I don't think they were exactly water, but they had the look of like...
folded fabric, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, things like that.
Okay, this weekend, Sunday, whenever, go out and take pictures of the sea.
Okay.
So yeah. Then you've got something to work with. You're not going to make good art by basing it on somebody else's art, and you need more primary sources. You're talking about something that is abundant in our environment.
Yes,
there's no excuse as to why you can't go out and capture it.
Mm-hmm.
I've written down some local artist names who do this as a practice. They go out and paint and draw these environments. Like, take materials down with you. Don't just photograph them. Actually try and do some responses to the environment when you're in them.
Okay.
Yeah? Mm. It doesn't matter that they're not perfect or amazing.
Did you do any responses
yeah.
in London? Drawing responses?
I did loads of drawings in London. Yeah.
Have you got any there? Just
there in the
classroom. Oh, don't worry. It's just to show, because you've already been doing that. So, you know, this is an extension.
Yeah.
You know, get out there and top this up. And that's the
yeah.
point. You've constantly got to infuse...
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
London gave you the idea, you know, that original start point by seeing those interpretations.
Mm-hmm.
You've sat with it, you've moved, you know, you refine that, but now you have to feed that.
Mm.
Okay.
Definitely.
But great. This is. How do you feel about it, Chloe?
Well, I know now what I need to do.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
Okay, well, good. We've helped. But you know, like, you can even do some really lovely images like this with just putting cling film and ink and letting it dry on
mm-hmm.
the surface of paper.
Yeah.
And leaving that. So for you, I think as well, it's about chunking all your activities. You've got a tendency to get your earphones on, get behind that corner and just go into your world. You've kind of got to start disciplining yourself to be sort of doing three or four things now at once, you know, so that you have that moment in your desk. But when you're at that moment in your desk, that's because things are drying or you're waiting on stuff, you know, so you're going around more of a, like a, what do you call it?
Conveyor belt?
Yeah, or something that goes in a circle, but I forgot what it's called. But that'll do, a conveyor belt.
You're just going around in circles.
Okay.
You know,
so
with each job.
Creating.
Mm-hmm. It's the difference between mindless
carousel,
creating,
a carousel.
There we go.
Which you have to ask yourself at certain points, and we do this as well as practicing artists, where you have to sort of stop what you're doing and kind of go, is this right? What I'm doing, you know, because you can be really prolific and produce, but it might not be getting you anywhere. You might not be learning anything new, and it might not be appropriate to your ideas.
Okay.
And you're only, and you know what, I'm being here full time, you know, at this point now we're after restart, staying till 4:30, you know, and I know you do a lot, I know you're sort of more of a late starter than late finisher, which is fine, but really starting to try and focus on the stuff you can do in college
mm-hmm.
that can only be done at college,
mm-hmm.
and then like stuff that's sort of drawing and things that can be done anywhere, you know, so starting to sort of be like, well, wait a minute, I can do all this pen and ink work at home,
mm-hmm.
but I can't throw cling film with paint on the, you know, on the floor.
Yeah.
So it's about sort of, you know, just prioritising those kind of activities as well to get the most out of it.
Yeah.
But I'm excited, Chloe, and this
it's
is
full of potential.
Yeah.
I love this idea.
Okay. Thank you.
You know, and we know you're very skilled, so this will be and these are really quite beautiful.
They are stunning.
And that's what I mean. So once you get your blues and you've got your imagery in that, and then you pick this back up, they're going to be a lot more different and, you know, and contain a lot more elements.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chloe.